We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, generous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, United Kingdom researchers develop facial recognition capabilities for mobile phones. In cultural news, today is the National Day of Laos and United Arab Emirates. In animal welfare news, Chicken Run Rescue, an American nonprofit, is dedicated to saving intelligent birds. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 2nd, is a Jewish holiday, Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights. This 8-day celebration, which begins at sundown on December 1st, commemorates the rededication of the Jerusalem Temple over 2,300 years ago. It is also a remembrance of the miracle of the one-day supply of lamp oil burning in the temple for 8 days. During this joyful family festival, an additional candle is lighted on a menorah each night to represent each of those auspicious days. Saying special prayers, enjoying songs and music for the occasion, playing games such as dreidel, and the giving of a symbolic amount of money or gel to children are some of the many other traditions. We wish our Jewish brethren a jubilant Hanukkah filled with manifold blessings.
Flying in news, lives lost as floods sweep Morocco. As of Tuesday, November 30th, at least 30 people lost their lives, including 24 passengers in a bus that was swept away after it descended into the Chagwig River, as well as others who succumbed to mudslides and drowning. Conveying his condolences to the families, His Majesty King Mohammed VI offered to reimburse them for all funeral and hospital expenses. The heavy rains, which began on Monday, caused blackouts throughout the large city Casablanca, which was also deluged with a record 18 centimeters of rainfall overnight. Schools were closed as highways and railway links were flooded, and flights at the main airport were canceled or delayed.
Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with the Moroccan government to see if help is required and to go, if possible, to assist the vulnerable, saying that emergency funds are available as needed.
Your Majesty, we appreciate your attentive care, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. Our prayers for the protection of the flood-affected Moroccan people, and that such weather intensities subside through our more considerate eco-balancing ways.
Flash flood sweeps Philippine city. On Monday, November 29th, the three-hour heavy downpour led to a sudden flash flood in the southern Philippines' Davao City, claiming the life of a two-year-old toddler and devastating nearly a dozen houses as several people were sent to hospitals for treatment of injuries. City Mayor Sara Duterte Carpio announced that social welfare officials would be making arrangements to assist the affected people. We are grateful, Mayor Duterte Carpio, and agency personnel for your caring aid, while our hearts go out to the bereaved family, wishing the injured a speedy and complete recovery, as we pray that our kinder actions help restore harmony amongst all beings and nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Visiting ailing Alexis or Vietnamese composer Thanh Binh. Composer Thanh Binh started out as a writer. He later became a well-known composer with such songs as Unfulfilled Love and Letter to the Village. One of his most popular songs, titled The Roads of Au Lac or Vietnam, has been sung by Supreme Master Ching Hai during international gatherings with our association members.
Cà Mau thẳng tới Nam Quan, ôi những nẻo đường Việt
After the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association in 1996 at the Long Beach Terrace Theater, USA, composer Nhạc Nhiên accompanied our association members to visit and present New Year gifts to the artists in Au Lac, including composer Thanh Binh. Mr. Tambin is now almost 80 years old and has a serious heart condition. Upon learning of this news, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a representative to visit composer Tambin, bringing some gifts along with her love and well wishes. Touched by Supreme Master Ching Hai's concern, composer Tambin expressed as follows.
Ngày 20 tháng 11 năm 2010, kính gửi nữ sĩ Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, tôi thật tình có duyên được nữ sĩ chiếu cố đến. Một thanh niên đại diện của nữ sĩ đến nhà, cậu ấy lấy ra cuốn sách to đẹp tựa đề là Loài Hoang Dã Cao Quý. Tôi được xem hình ảnh của Thượng Sư Thanh Hải ngay trang đầu. Tôi đang chăm chú xem thì người thanh niên lấy một bao lì xì Tết to đẹp trao cho tôi và nói, nữ sĩ gửi biếu bác. Tôi cầm lấy mà tay run run và lòng phấn khởi không tả hết, mừng như người được cứu nạn đúng lúc kịp thời. Lúc này tôi mới hiểu về nữ sĩ Thanh Hải, người sống rất nhiều về nội tâm và rất thân thiết, từ bi với các sinh vật nuôi trong nhà, không bằng lời nói mà bằng sự im lặng đáng quý. Có được số tiền, tôi đã đưa con đi trả nợ hết các chỗ thuốc men và ăn uống, sinh hoạt cá nhân bữa giờ thiếu hụt, phải đi trả hết cho người ta. Trong lòng tôi ngập tràn sự cảm động về cô Thượng Sư Thanh Hải đã nhiệt tình xả thân cứu người. Đúng là cô đã hết lòng giúp đỡ hai cha con tôi và nhất là tôi. Một lần nữa tôi vô cùng cảm tạ và biết ơn Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Kính chúc Thượng Sư dồi dào sức khỏe và tràn đầy nghị lực, giúp người đời hiểu đạo và học đạo ngày càng tốt hơn nữa. Nhạc sĩ Thanh Bình.
Cô Thanh Hải ở tận xa xôi mà lại nghĩ được đến tôi, gửi quà tôi cảm động lắm. Tôi là nhạc sĩ Thanh Bình đây. Tôi hết sức cảm động vì tấm lòng quý mến của cô. Tôi vô cùng biết ơn cô Thanh Hải. Tôi xin chúc cô khỏe mạnh, bình an và đạt được nhiều thành quả tốt đẹp. Tôi có nghe con gái duy nhất của tôi nói rất nhiều về cô. Ước mong ngày nào đó tôi với lại con gái tôi được gặp cô.
Our sincere thankfulness, composer Tambin, for your songs that have brought joy to the public for several decades. We respectfully wish that your health soon be regained. May divine blessings be showered upon you and your loved ones.
Nẻo đường Việt Nam suốt từ Cà Mau thẳng tới Nam Quan. Ôi những nẻo đường Việt Nam.
Uganda and other countries seek effective enactment of girls' circumcision ban. In accordance with a United Nations resolution, President Yoweri Museveni of Uganda in 2009 passed a law banning female genital mutilation, or FGM, nationwide. However, a recent France 24 news agency broadcast marking the UN International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women noted that the practice continues in some Ugandan communities as well as in other African countries. In fact, some 3 million girls are noted to still be at risk of being subjected to FGM each year, which the UN has stated increases the chance of disease and birth complications and is a violation of women's rights. The France 24 news broadcast highlighted the need for change at a community level, which also echoes the findings of a recent study conducted across 5 African countries by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. The UNICEF researchers discovered that a grassroots family-level approach has been effective with steadily decreasing numbers of girls being subjected to FGM in the participating countries. Our grateful thanks, Your Excellency, Uganda, United Nations Children's Fund, and other charitable organizations and countries for your noble efforts to protect young women. We look forward to the day when dignity and respect is shared among human beings across the globe.
All sailors rescued after two ships collide. Upon receiving reports that a Panamanian ship and a Maltese vessel had collided and was severely damaged, the Maritime Bureau in Weihai, China, a port city in Shandong Province, swiftly sent rescue vessels with teams that were able to save all 49 sailors. A helicopter was dispatched to bring one Iranian crew member to the hospital, where he was later reported to be in stable condition. Our sincere thanks, Weihai Maritime Bureau, for your prompt and life-saving response. Wishing the Iranian sailor a speedy recovery to full health and joyous reunions with loved ones for all the crew members.
Hello there. This is Una, the green akuchi.
And I'm Lua. We both happily live on a diet free of animal products.
We're here to share a travel tip.
On your next trip, you may want to consider using a small vegan bag that can be worn around your waist.
It's sometimes called the money belt and is a convenient way to carry your passport and other valuables.
Many styles are available online or may be found at your local vegan store. Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now for the weather from around the world.
In technology news, United Kingdom researchers developed facial recognition capabilities for mobile phones. Dr. Philip Tresidern and colleagues at the University of Manchester have created the software which can track 22 of a person's facial features in real time. This is expected to lead to the phone being able to tell the identity of the user as well as how he or she is feeling. Because of its high speed and accuracy, it may eventually take the place of passwords and PIN numbers for logging into the internet via one's phone. Congratulations, Dr. Philip Tresidern and participating scientists, for your fantastic innovation. May new technologies help quicken our steps to a more advanced and safer future.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Laos and United Arab Emirates. Laos observes its being established as a republic in 1975. It's a mountainous Southeast Asian country of many wonderful locales. Among them is a mysterious Plain of Jars, which contains hundreds of giant clay jars that are estimated to date back over 2,500 years. Another is the 1,000-year-old Wat Phu and associated ancient settlements within the Champasak cultural landscape. A United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. The United Arab Emirates, a Middle Eastern country, commemorates its independence achieved in 1971. Its Ras El Hor Wildlife Sanctuary, an internationally recognized wetland by the Ramsar Convention, is famous for the flamingos that reside there and is home to numerous other bird species and wildlife. May the fine people of Laos and the United Arab Emirates have a celebratory national day. Coming up, chickens are found loving homes by an American nonprofit organization. We will feed the birds and be right back. More joyful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enthralling news for a charming world. In animal welfare news, Chicken Run Rescue is dedicated to saving the friendly birds. The Minnesota, USA-based nonprofit rescues chickens that have been mistreated, neglected, or are in danger of losing their lives. The organization rehabilitates the lovely birds and then offers them to be adopted by caring individuals looking for a companion animal, not to be used for breeding or eggs. The organization is also committed to sharing information with the public about these delightful friends. They are described as highly intelligent, gentle, vivacious individuals who form strong, lifelong emotional bonds with each other as well as other species. They are warm and silky and lovely to hold. Bravo, Chicken Run Rescue, on your devotion to our loving co-inhabitants. May the lives of these precious birds be respected and nurtured as humanity turns to the kind and planet-protecting vegan diet.
Time for some lighthearted humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Told in Cephody, it is entitled The Wig.
A wiki ya hao kebo kai, di dollar ache masome nne. Ia dura, kalaba kala enge, kia maemo, itlo dula sabaka. Ulukile, iripeka wagari, uchie siripa. Ke tla o lefa didolara tse masomenne siripa sa yona.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Welcome to Estonia on a journey through aesthetic realms.
Estonia is an unusual, amazing country with very kind people. I like your country very much. Christian from Garbage, Poland.
Gracious Christian, thank you for your sweet comments. We also love the beautiful country and warm-hearted people of Estonia. Celestial blessings and best wishes to you and all the amical people of Poland.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced by heavenly benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ethiopia's Ministry of Agriculture reports that the number of residents in need has decreased from 5.2 million in January to a recent 2.3 million, with more reductions forecast as food security improves and poverty elimination measures continue.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov meets with Czech Deputy Prime Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, where the two affirm their country's neighborly relations and mutual wish to further their country's cooperation.
The renowned Qatari Aga Khan Award honors five outstanding architectural projects in Islamic societies, namely Tunisia's revitalization of the Hypercenter, Wadi Manifa wetlands in Saudi Arabia, Madinat al-Zahra Museum in Spain, Turkey's Ipekiol textile factory, and the Bridge School in China.
Visiting Prime Minister Stephenson King of St. Lucia and United Arab Emirates Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Dr. Anwar Mohammed Gargash joined in signing an agreement that officially establishes their nation's diplomatic relations.
U.S. scientists develop an accurate non-invasive cancer detection technique with preliminary testing that shows a 99% confidence rate in detecting cancer cells and reveals results within minutes.
At Byodo Inn, one of Japan's oldest temples, five iPad tablet computers have been installed near a series of rare and ancient Buddhist wooden sculptures to display the historic items for visitors in full three-dimensional form.
As a part of the World Day of Prayer and Action for Children, Muslim and Christian youths pray together in Amman, Jordan, for peace, prosperity, and unity among people of all colors and backgrounds.
After a three-year investigation by tribal elders, midwives, and the community into a local girl's death, the centuries-old practice of female genital cutting is banned by the Embera Chami tribe in Colombia.
Five-year-old Joshua Schaefer of West Virginia, USA, joins other school children and community members in donating to rebuild the local volunteer fire department as he contributes his entire piggy bank savings of nearly $46 toward the goal.
With her love, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $20,000 toward Joshua's same goal.
The Malaysian Meatless Day Campaign Committee organizes its 9th annual carnival in Penang, showcasing the rich diversity and ethnicity of vegetarian foods, with proceeds being donated to two charitable organizations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/inwn.